Jeff Taylor has been writing for Green Prince almost since the beginning, since issue number 2. He's written for us for years, taking an occasional sabbatical, but always coming back to give us his strange, unusual, and entertaining brand of humor. Jeff's a very talented writer who can write serious as well. He's written a wonderful book on tools and writes a regular column for Fine Gardening magazine. But this story, well, it's one of his wackiest, comes from Green Prince number 11, and it's called The Zucchini Phenomenon. Sunset and evensong. Under the mauve and gold skies of an early autumn dusk, I'm sitting out on the porch, enjoying the view of the newest garden in our front yard. Last spring, we staked it out to join the side and rear gardens. It doubled our yield. The canning marathon will begin shortly, and then life will attain a remarkable intensity. Meanwhile, it's good to sit, petting the cat until he starts staggering into things. Joy has taken our daughter to tap dancing class, so I can be alone with my thoughts, which, for some reason, revolve around snails and zucchinis. In theory, both are marginally edible. In unfortunate reality, this has been a bumper year for both. Over her husband's protest, Joy planted too many of the first. Soon thereafter, billions of the second, buffaloes of the mollusk world, came thundering over the southern horizon. They came to the west with the Spanish missionaries, and it's taken them 100 years to reach us here in Oregon. I wish they all could be California snails. Snails and zucchini. Almost like there's some connection. A car drives into the yard, too soon to be Joy and Wren. Two young guys roll out of an expensive American sports car, headed my way. Goodbye, peaceful evening. I've got to get a gate. The cat makes himself scarce. I fail to, but I don't get up. How can I help you? To get off my property. The first 5 words are loud enough to carry. The last 5 always muttered under my breath. Who are these two? They look like fresh persons from the university in town. Smiling, one of them speaks.
Sir, we noticed your garden, and my colleague and I wondered if you had any extra zucchini you'd be willing to sell.
Do kangaroos have flat rumps? They're carrying notebooks and pens. But did I say they look like students? In my day, students wore blue jeans, flared a little at the ankle, blue chambray shirts, buckskins, sometimes shoes, and we tried to look normal. Not these guys. The colleague's wearing some kind of pajama bottom, overstuffed tennis shoes that make me think of $100 bills, a zippy brown camel jacket, and by God, an Indiana Jones fedora covering a razor cut. The speaker is a playful-looking fellow with tinted gig lamps. I recall when only serious Marxists wore glasses, and usually dashing olive drab army pants. But he's wearing neon green shorts so loud a circus clown wouldn't be seen in them. If I'm not careful, they'll stay a while. How many? I snort. Neon Bermudas glances at his pal. They confer.
Couple dozen?
No doubt a zucchini has many uses on campus. Zucchinis do seem to exert a strange power over people. For one thing, they make some people act silly and plant them. Then, too, certain people will even go so far as to buy zucchinis. Now this madness has apparently spread to the groves of academe. I should just sell them the zooks, get them on the road, and go back to my pondering. But I've got to know. Out of curiosity, what do you want them for? Pajama Bottoms fields that one.
Well, it's for an assignment, really.
You need 24 zucchinis for an assignment? Oh, Joy's gonna hang on every word of this one.
Yes, sir. A biology assignment on biodiversity.
Nice try, kid. Like I've never heard the word, right? I see it all now. They're pledges at one of the fraternities assigned to scour the countryside for zucchinis, trying to take me along on their ride.
Say, this is a great garden,
he goes on insincerely, obviously not caring a whit.
How long have you been gardening?
There's something strange about these two, amateur liars concocting spurious stories and using what they think are buzzwords. I scratch my camouflage all-weather boonie hat, brim folded into a cowboy roll the way we hicks prefer to wear them, and readjust the heating pad on my hoeing shoulder. 10 long years. Neon Bermudas writes it down.
That's really interesting. So, would you say you're growing more types of zucchini now than when you first started gardening?
Their pencils are again poised to transcribe the upcoming wisdom. A zucchini is a cucumber with a college degree, I think. Something I wonder if they'll ever get. Yet I see in them my own beginnings through the midst of time when I was an ignorant fresh person at the same school. So, overlooking their weird clothes, I decide to give them some help. You know, I muse, biodiversity, referring of course to our herbaceous species of genetic resource base, is fine as a subject if you want to get a lousy bee from old Dr. Hoosis. And as I'm sure you two know, there are a broad range of zucchinis available for home horticultural production. Zucchini grandis, zucchini maxi grandis, zucchini primo maxi grandis, zucchini tre plu primo maxi grandis, and so on. But of course, two bright gents like yourselves could do much better than that. You two. Now, I don't say this about most folks who drive up here uninvited, but you two strike me as something really out of the ordinary. You two could probably even give the world that long-awaited scientific report on the roots of the zucchini phenomenon. They're both jotting notes furiously. Maybe they really are trying to write a paper. Neon Bermudas looks up.
But we thought the green issue, the biodiversity thing, you know who the greens are, we thought that'd make it more current.
I shake my head. Nah, that transdisciplinary synthesis stuff won't work. I stole the phrase from Amory Lovins, but it's a safe bet they don't know who he is. Besides, it works for nearly everything because it sounds like pure academese gibberish. Those professors don't want current. They'll give A's to any paper that shocks them out of their stupors. Indiana Jammies looks thoughtful.
Is there a zucchini phenomenon?
Yeah. Strange people drive up and ask for 2 dozen to go, several times a day. I wave my arm at the garden. Sure. Look at all these darn zucchinis. But the fact that zucchinis have migrated en masse to Oregon is missing the point. Unless you go the next step and make the biosexual connection.
The biosexual connection?
They obligingly say in chorus. Why, certainly. As I'm sure you've noticed, since they're sliming up here from California faster than people can move, the snail has rapidly instituted itself as Oregon's official state mollusk. Well, that exponential increase in the snail population and the concurrent explosion in zucchinis are, of course, not coincidental. They stop writing, looking slightly stunned. Here, come into the garden with me. I take them out and show them a bulging green zuc still stuck to the vine. Note the body shape, the pendulous form, the fact that, when mature, it will develop a hard protective shell. Remark the uniquely slimy texture this vegetable attains when cooked. Recall the correlation, the fact that zucchinis multiply most rapidly wherever and only wherever snails are found. Then add in the fact that when snails do it, they both get pregnant. Well, by now, I'm sure you two have got it.
Got what?
Neon Bermuda queries. What do you get when a female snail reproduces? I pause expectantly.
Baby snails?
Neon answers. Right, of course. But what do you get when a male snail reproduces? Males being male, of course, it can't be snails. It can only be one thing. Amazingly, Indiana Jammies actually says it.
Zucchinis?
Precisely so, Watson, I exclaim. They give each other confused looks, then confer again.
So, you can still sell us a bunch of them?
The guy with glasses says, restating the original request.
For our research?
Certainly, I can spare a few to help further higher education. In fact, because it's you fellows, I'll be sure to give you only my best extra humongous ones. Tell you what, I'll sell you 2 big sacks for $5. And as a special favor, I'll toss in the small bag of snails you'll need for free. After the miniature harvest, they leave, still trying to convince me that their interest in zucchinis is scholastic rather than nefarious. I almost believe them. But that's all right. They almost believe me.